everything was created on Earth by humans.
That's clearly not true.
Like the cars and the whatever, the NyQuil, anything that you could think of was created by humans on Earth.
Water?
And then the things that weren't. How can you explain that?
There would be multiple very different lines of reasoning to explain all of the things that are not man-made things. If I want to tell you where the atmosphere comes from, or particular things in the atmosphere, that's going to be quite a different description to where did trees come from, which would be a pretty radically different description to how did the land masses end up the way they are. Now you could put a common theme sort of at the beginning, but then things diverge pretty radically.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, because the complexity of the brain and the roots of the trees and anything that you could think of that's so detailed, it can't be described by just a bang. It has to be created by something, just like everything else.
No, it doesn't. In fact, the way things are makes zero sense if there's a hyper-intelligent God out there.
And then if you ask me any question, you know, about human development, I can answer it specifically through the Bible.
Oh, man. Remind me to ask you about that later, because that's just not even remotely true, but it'll be, I really want to hear that. So, if we imagine God as a creator, you know, a being that like makes things, you know, you with me so far?
Yeah.
So if we're going to do what you were doing earlier and appeal to like look at the world and compare man-made things, right? The process of creation that man goes through, well, we can make those analogies with God. You were doing it just a little bit ago. So if you were going to make something, one of the hallmarks of good design is efficiency and simplicity, right?
Okay.
So I'm going to show you something on your screen here. And this is what's called the crit. Oh, man, why is my screen? Let me adjust this on YouTube for my. Wait. Hold on. Give me a second. Oh, God. There we go. Apologies. I still need a moment. I'm simulcasting this on YouTube, and I got to adjust my screen here. Okay, so this is the Krebs cycle. This is how literally all life on the planet takes carbohydrates and makes energy out of it. And it's just an unthinkably stupid, complex process. Now, if nature is just the brute trial and error of molecules interacting with each other until some sort of chemical pathway that's beneficial comes about, then yeah, I would expect a dizzying process with 20 different enzymes that takes a starting molecule, has to transform it 5 times in a precursor cycle before it even gets to the Krebs cycle. I would expect that to happen if it's just molecules bumping into each other doing its own random thing. Absolutely, there is no reason to think that a hyper-intelligent omni-creator would do things like that. Instead, it would just make it work in some simplistic way. So when you say, oh, when you look at the complexities of things, an all-powerful God, especially one that has our best interests in mind, wouldn't create these convoluted processes that take very, very little to make them all go horribly wrong. It would just make a process that works. Whereas nature would do exactly that. Nature would require, you know how when you hold your breath, it hurts in your chest?
Mm-hmm.
That's because when you hold your breath, your blood fills with carbon dioxide. And carbon dioxide is, when it dissolves in your blood, it makes it acidic. So, and carbon dioxide is essentially poison to you. So your body has evolved a way to detect that and sort of like panic because it's bad. Your body doesn't actually have a way to detect that you're low in oxygen, just that you're built up with CO2. So anyways, we have to purge CO2 out of our bodies. It's an extremely important thing. Naturally, our bodies are really bad at doing it. If you just try to let CO2 that's in your bloodstream leak out of you, it does it in this incredibly inefficient way. So instead, we have to have an enzyme, and it's called, I forgot the name of it. Let's see if I can find it here real quick. No, I can't remember what the hell it's called. Carbonic anhydrase. So we have to have this thing in us called carbonic anhydrase, which speeds up the rate at which we can create a version of CO2 that can move through our body. It speeds up the rate by a factor of 216 million. So if God wanted us to exist, why the hell wouldn't he make it so that we can just get rid of carbon dioxide in our bodies? Why do we have to have this really special enzyme to speed up the process by a factor of over 200 million? If nature is all that's going on, then yeah, we're more complex organisms. So the only way we could ever grow from simplistic organisms to complex ones is if by happen chance some random enzyme that speeds up this process would happen to evolve. So those are exactly the kinds of things that we can see. So no, this whole like, things are complicated looking, therefore God. It's the opposite of what I would expect, actually. I think it's quite bizarre. So anyways, I rambled for quite a bit there. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's a lot of information. So like I said, with anything that goes with an understanding of, you know, where did everything come from, you know, we can try and understand it, but there's going to be some things that we don't understand. And those things that we don't understand are simply because everything that was created, by example, by us, there has to be a creation from, you know, the things that are also complex that we don't understand.
This has nothing to do with what I said. So go ahead and tell me. You said when it comes to how a human develops, all that's in the Bible. So point to, tell me anything about zygotes being in the Bible.
So it's about human development. So it's not going to have something.
You start off
from...
as a zygote, and then a morula, and then a gastrula, and then a blastula, and then a blastocyst. And then, I don't know, an embryo, and then a fetus, and then...
When they wrote everything in the Bible, it was way back then. There wasn't words of this back then.
Yeah, but God knew about it.
He created it, yeah, but he's...
Yeah, so he could just tell them. He could just tell them, look, inside of you, there's a single... You start off as a single-celled thing that divides a few times... and then implants inside the uterus. No, yeah, they didn't have the word zygote. They didn't have the word, they probably had a word for uterus, maybe. I don't know. They didn't have those words, but God could just tell them, yeah, you start off this way, call it whatever you want. But clearly they didn't know anything about that. There's nothing in the Bible about that. What do you think is in the Bible that describes human development?
Human development meaning of how we should be in our lives and how to follow God.
Okay, that's not what anybody would guess human development is. You're just talking about what is the teleos of being a human or something? It's just begging the question.
It's so complex to where
Harry Potter has a plot, therefore what? I'll grant you that the Bible in the loosest sort of sense has a plot. That's all you're telling me, that the Bible has a plot.
It has a plot, but it has a never-ending plot. Harry Potter's has an ending plot. You will never be able to understand
the Bible has an end. It's a finite book.
It doesn't, because there's going to be some things that you think you understand that will change over time because of how complex God is.
What does that mean?
So you may think that you're right, and then over time when you grow and develop, there's things that you could possibly also be wrong.
When it comes to the Bible, only the opposite of that has ever happened. The only thing that's ever happened is our understanding of the Bible has at multiple times been proven to be false. It's literally never happened the other way around. Name one discovery in the Bible.
Jesus's coffin. So when Jesus died and rose from the dead, they couldn't find his body.
You think the tomb at the site of the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, you think that that's actually Jesus's tomb, and you think that they used the Bible to determine that?
And yeah, since they proved that Jesus was actually walking the earth, and that's proven fact as well, that he, you know, and people died on the cross for him and all of that stuff. Nobody's going to die for no reason for somebody else.
There's no evidence of any of that. If the Bible didn't exist, nobody would have... I mean, you could argue, well, this is weird. If the Bible didn't exist, then would we know Jesus ever existed? Well, I mean, I don't know. People would pass on stories. And then writings that are not the Bible presumably would form. So yeah, that would be fine. But I guess I'm talking more about the like specific claims in the Bible. So the stuff about his followers being martyred, none of that's anywhere outside the Bible. Except for, because you're talking specifically about his followers, like the people that knew him in his lifetime. Yes, we do know that in the Roman Empire, people that were Christians decades to centuries after Jesus died were persecuted. Yeah, but none of those people ever met Jesus. People that are followers of religions you think are false have died for their beliefs, but you don't think that that matters. So it can't matter for Christianity either.
Well, everything with eyewitness testimony we do in our today's lives as well. So for them,
I have no idea why we're saying this. I don't know if you knew this, but just for the record, eyewitness testimony is the single most unreliable form of evidence that exists. This has been known for decades.
Well, then why is it that in law, if it's two against one, the two people win compared to the one?
I have no idea how the statistics bear out your claim that every single time there's more than one person arguing one side, that side always wins. There's absolutely no chance that that's true. And I have no idea if it's even usually true or not. I have no idea why you said that. What data to support that claim do you have? Are you just going off of what you think is common sense?
No, it kind of is common sense, but if you go off evidence,
except common sense is usually very deeply flawed too. You have absolutely no idea if what you just said is true. It just seems like it would be true. So, anyways,
if you go to a judge and there's no evidence,
I don't care. This started off with me asking you, name any discovery in the history of the Bible. And so far you've just told me stories that are in the Bible.
Well, the discovery was that they discovered that Jesus was real in the Bible. So if they discovered that he's real,
maybe I need to ask the question differently. Name something that we didn't know that the Bible proved is true, apart from the existence of characters of the Bible.
Well, ask me any question that you think about human development and in my terms or the Bible's terms.
Why do humans get cancer?
That wouldn't be in the Bible.
Great. Why do humans breathe oxygen?
Something of right and wrong. Like,
why do humans breathe oxygen? Something, something right or wrong?
Okay, so it says in the Bible that the name Yahweh is the breath we take. When you say Yahweh,
where
that's
does it say that?
That's the meaning of Jesus' name.
No, it isn't. What?
And you still have yet to give me something of right and wrong in today's life, because in the Bible,
at no point have we ever, at no point has this conversation ever had anything to do with that. So yes, I haven't done something that was never requested of me. You're right. You still haven't given me that $5 I never asked you for either. So anyways, why do humans breathe oxygen?
Well, we were created by somebody, and that's why we breathe oxygen.
Is your claim what you consider a discovery to be? You dared to say, ask me anything about human development. We're 0 for 2 so far. Why do humans require the use of nicotinamide adenine diphosphate?
That wouldn't be in the Bible.
Okay. I don't think your Bible actually explains anything at all about human development.
The Bible was from a long time ago, so it's not going to have that long word in there.
It would have, if it had any information that they didn't know at the time. Is there anything in the Bible you can point to that somebody at that time wouldn't have just been able to know and figure out on their own anyways? Because all God or Jesus had to do is be like, yeah, germs exist. What the heck is a germ? They're just like these microscopic things that make you sick, and here's what you can do about it. If it just said that, then that would be really interesting. Instead, it doesn't. It says things that are just false, like that the earth is flat, or it says things that are just trivially true. So could you give any example of anything in the Bible that somebody living in that time could not have known?
So God says, revenge is mine. Do not take revenge. So people wouldn't know that, because when you're taught by humans and the earthly desires, people say that, you know, revenge is good because you're getting even, or some people. And then
the Buddha says these exact same kinds of things.
But that's an answer. That's one for me, because that's what people wouldn't know. Because many people, when they get angry, they
actually
want to do something about it.
Yeah. But do you actually think that if people living that long ago sat down and thought about it, they would go, you know, if we actually seek cooperation, I bet things would work out better. You think that they would be incapable of understanding that?
Because some people that don't have growth, they don't understand communication.
Okay, so some people would not have been able to figure that out. What if you get a bunch of people working together, all using their brains? You think they're incapable of realizing that peace versus revenge is usually preferable? Keep in mind, this happened all throughout the world, countless times throughout history, to people that never read the Bible. So I guess I just answered my own question. Obviously, people back then would be capable of understanding that. So you can't tell me one thing that's in the Bible that people alive at the time that that story took place would be completely incapable of knowing or coming up with on their own.
The one that I just gave you. That one is very hard to come up with, because...
No, it's not. You know, countless people throughout history have come up with that, have made that realization. So anyways, can you think of something else?
When people, they're so stuck to basically one thing.
Also, arguably, nobody's killed more people. No, it's not arguable. Well, it's arguable in terms of raw numbers, but not in terms of proportion and, what's the word? As a percentage. In the history of, I guess we could say, the West, like where Christianity came from and where it has mostly bled into, which I'm just going to call, quote unquote, the West. Nobody's killed more people than Christians, and it's not even remotely close. So anyways, what would be your next best example? I'm sorry. Could you give me an example? Because we don't have a next. We're searching for number one.
Why are there so many deaths in, you know, in this world?
You forgot what we're taught. A natural world would inevitably produce death. It's completely expected because of entropy and many other things. But what you're supposed to be telling me, something that's in the Bible that people alive at the time could not have known or come up with on their own.
What I basically said is why so many bad things happen, or why, you know, why so many deaths, et cetera, et cetera. They
usually
would
religion and religious type thinking is what does that, and disease. Yeah, it's too bad that somehow an all-powerful thing that knows everything didn't tell people that disease exists, or at least how to mitigate it.
Well, he did tell us, because we created the disease when we cursed ourselves, when we wanted to know, you know, more, and we wanted more power, and we ate the forbidden fruit. Then we got the prideful, we got the lustful, we got all the knowledge, which was also bad knowledge. So we've created that ourselves. We created the
I'm going to consider that disease. Too stupid to even warrant a response. So what do you want to talk about next?
I don't know. I don't see how you can just come up with a bunch of terms and expect, you know, there not to be a creator.
What?
You said a bunch of like big words and terms, but in reality,
yeah,
like
nicotinamide, adenine, diphosphate. Yeah, I did do that. It's nicotine, amide, adenine, dinucleotide, not diphosphate. I don't know why I said that. My bad.
But yeah, the things that you make, they can't make themselves.
And that's obviously can. We watch it happen literally all the time.
So by machines that you've also made.
No, not by machines. These are chemical processes that are known to occur.
Where do the chemicals come from?
They exist on Earth.
Okay. And how was Earth created?
I could explain to you the process of planet formation, and I could show you pictures from the Hubble telescope of protoplanetary disks forming all throughout the galaxy. But then you would just say, but where did that come from? So eventually it gets to, where did universe come from? I don't know. Matter and energy is eternal, isn't it? It can't transform. So this is just an invalid question, I suppose. There's no reason to think that a magical creature created all of it. If I don't know... I don't know if you're aware of Spanky, who is the one actual true all-powerful being that exists in the metaphorical realm of whatever. But I can prove that Spanky exists. Point to the... tell me what the object on your left is closest to you.
And that would be eyewitness testimony for me. That'd be a wall.
Eyewitness testimony is on your left.
A wall. A wall is on my left. Eyewitness testimony, because you can't see the
wall.
What
is the wall made of?
I don't know. Drywall? I don't know.
Okay. Well, therefore, Spanky is real. See, the fact that you don't know what your wall is made of proves that Spanky is real. Because Spanky does know what walls are made of. The limits of human knowledge prove that Spanky exists.
Well, there's two different
books.
That's
pretty stupid, isn't it?
There's the book of the Bible and there's the book of science. You know, they're two different
books. Pretty stupid to point to the limits of human knowledge and claim that that is evidence that something magical exists, isn't it? It's very stupid, isn't it?
You can't compare the me not knowing what drywall is or something or wall, you know, compared to a different type of book, you know, because there could be a book of cars and a book of
that you could do anything.
They're two different books, you know, and you study what intelligent type books of science, and the Bible is completely different from that.
Yeah, one's fiction, one's nonfiction.
One is, well, yeah, I guess you could say that, you know. But like I said, you know, when it comes to, like I said, your cup.
Take your forfeit. What do you want to talk about next? Who are you rooting for in the war?
I don't know. I don't pay attention to that.
Oh. How about the World Cup?
I don't pay attention to that.
Oh. Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.